events of the 40 years in the desert. He spends a great deal of Sukkim describing the sin of the Meraglim, which he talks about first, same with the Boren, He speaks about the Hefa'edo, the sin of the golden calf. He tells Jews to remember Maimed Har Sinai, teach your children that they should remember, they should not forget. At the end of Davening, we have Shays, he wrote six things for us to remember. Five of the six appear in Sefer Devarim, and even the one that doesn't is Zohar Eskom HaShavos L'Kacho, and in this week's session in Breskana we have Shomar Eskom HaShavos L'Kacho, and Rashi makes the famous comment that Zohar, the Shomar, were both said I believe that's the correct. Zohar and Shomar was said to be forever. So you can ask me why in the Chododi does it say Shomar is Zohar and your busy forever? Zohar, remember, is in Parshas Yisrael, and Shomar is in Parshas Vatzchana. So if you're waiting for some kind of a profound answer, it can be at ease. Rav Shlomo Alkampitz, who wrote it, wanted the letter Shlomo, Shin, for Shlomo. His name was not Shlomo. Therefore, it was Shomar, the Zohar, the people that have a memory, and you have the rest of his name. The whole period of the year in which we live, it's all memory. Remember, the period of the 3 weeks is when we take something that happened so long ago, and we rebuild it again, and to relive it, to re-experience it. The Rav often said that there are two kinds of avelos, two kinds of mourning. There's avelos chadosha. Avelos chadosha means a now, a here and now new mourning. Whenever somebody dies, the family. So there's the period of owning until the burial, and then the first day, and there's the first 3 days of the Shiva, the 7 days of Shiva, Shloshim, in 12 months. There's a whole progression, but over there the purpose of the progression is in order to take the mourner, in a sense, by the hand, from the trauma of the loss, and finally bring the mourner back into society. There's Avelos Yishona. The Avelos, the mourning for the Beit HaMikdash, is an Avelos of old. What the 3 weeks are supposed to accomplish is to take that old, ancient mourning and make it real all over again. So what really happens is we have precisely the opposite progression. In the 3 weeks, the intensity of the mourning grows from Rosh Chodesh Thomas to Rosh Chodesh, from Rosh Chodesh through the 9 days. 9 days were going to come to today is tomorrow is Erev. Tomorrow is Erev Tishah.
Right.
The second time of Sekis.
Right.
We're already talking about the day of the Ketura. Yom Kippur at night is already before the Kuba makes a wood on the bottom of one, the dead one is lying before him. Because the whole purpose is to rebuild, restructure in our minds and in our hearts all that took place. So it's all story history. History is so vital, it's so significant. A part of Yiddishkeit, the idea to remember and to know. And of course, there is one extremely significant and important reason for all this: remember to repeat the mistakes of history again. So I've done some musings and some thinking about that during the last few weeks. Number one, the first paragraph. This is taken from the Sefer Aim Upon Enslaver.
Aim Upon Enslaver
is one of the most unusual documents when they emerged from the Second World War. And Slaughter Shlomo, the Dalai Lama Eldono, writes in this Sefer that he had always been opposed to Eretz Yisrael, opposed to the issue. He was an anti-Zionist of the worst order. And then when he sees what's happening to the Jews of Poland, he began to think, and he rethought his entire philosophy of life, and on the contrary, he arrives at the conclusion that our big mistake was that we should not Eretz Yisrael. We should have been trying for hundreds of years to get back. We should have come. The terrible tragedy was that we forgot Eretz Yisrael. So he says the following from the Medrash. This is a Medrash on Torah Chazon last Shabbos HaTorah. Yes. Yoda Shor Konehu V'chamor Eibuz Ba'olam. The ox knows who is its owner, the donkey knows whom it eats. Yisrael lo yoda, ani lo yidolam. My people Israel did not know, and my nation did not think. So the Medrash says the following, Yisrael lo yoda, l'she'ola. That's the word in the Medrash. Because we didn't know the past, we didn't care about the past. We were incapable of contemplating the future. If, as some people say, the past bores me. We're into a new era. The past bores me. Yisrael lo yada. If they don't know the past, then I'm loving for them, they will never be able to understand. They will never be able to prepare themselves for what's going to happen. In 1942 and 43 in Budapest, and he's writing, and in most cases he's writing without the benefit of scholar that he's able to quote so much of Torah about that. And then a few months later, after the Sefer was printed, he was killed, and the story about it is he was on the train on the way out of Jerusalem, precisely there, but anyway. Onam Gogol Chan. So it says, the meaning is the symbol. Shalom Mokhiyam Yisrael, the Nami is admonishing the Jewish people, she shall care for Abraham Hatzar Shalom. Forgets too quickly. We forget too quickly that Tzars. The Kahi Jargon, the Lomu, the Gomi, and Abra was it an instead of a Shudan. We should have learned and understood from the past how to conduct ourselves in the future. The moment I chose to learn from the difficult years, Shalom and Chicago and Sabre, as much as there were such terrible decrees, in Shito Oramel, and they cut the skin off us. Then carrying the hand of Zerachim Lodinsa, as Abraham, and was fulfilled in the Jewish people, was that the Redding people so long. The loss of the house of the temple was stolen. So we care about our embracing. If the whole man is never going to be later, they should have known this past. Because they didn't believe that our faith, so they should be able to think about the future. So the we came only in the hand of the Abba, never ever trust them again. Don't trust them about the future. You can't believe them. We should have learned that from our history. So we came on and on our love. Zotay Moshav Chimai, the Jews who get this too quickly. From Sinya Achron, King of England, they make themselves up. So Zotay Amel, whom the Mela Akkola, how he said, what is the result of this? Shayna Mubramimla, I think they forget the past, they don't think about the future. And that's what the Nubi is crying out. Yisrael, O Yadai, Daddy Slow doesn't follow the genre, doesn't follow the past. And I'm the only one in love that will also my people do not think and come to the kingdom. Shabbat, as I do, how long it also did occur to them that precisely this can all be repeated, the same as the name, all over again. Chas v'shalom. People should corrupt the way Hayyim or Hikim or Zed, just as our history proves. And then he says it in his Deutschnerisch, German, Oberland, and Yiddish, which we have a translation that's on the line. Lo ma'lo rocha subim yina tragedia ha'ikadet shal ha'am ha'yudi. Says the great tragedy of the Jewish people is not that which had befallen us. The Lezev Shehid, he goes in the Nubal Lecha, who said the great tragedy of the Jewish people is that we don't learn lessons. We don't learn to love them. Come, go tell a tragedia. This is the great tragedy. In another section there, this is next, it's also the man of Holmes Lechon. In another section there, he takes the famous Parsha of Sakhbor that of course appears in the statement of Holmes. So, for it, I should also come over about there. Remember that the Tamori did to you on the road with Satan and his hanging and the Tarabiji, I should call it over there. By his own name, the Tokoh and the Shoma, however, he attacked you on the road. The sneak attack from behind, all the stragglers, you're dead, you're exhausted and fatigued. The Lord got able to him and he doesn't fear God. Baha'i, he's going to read this next passage, he's going to be read in such a beautiful, original way by the Imam Smeher. Volume will come as upon me, and Hashem will get all the law, and go to the battle, and God will be giving peace to all of your enemies, and so they all around you. For all that Hashem will get on the table, come back to the nation, and the land that God gives you as an inheritance. Take care, says Hamon, remember, destroy the memory of all life, because Hashem will leave the heavens. Don't you shock, don't you get. I'll tell you what he says, and then we can read the great words. He says two things. When it's all over, when the Gulchana is over, finally the war is over. You know what you have to do? You have to make sure that from then on further your life is going to be bought in the land. Asher will cover on him upon Akbar, the land that God gives you as an inheritance. Don't remain here in Europe, he says. Flee! Get out! Because there's the feeling that when the war is over, everything is going to go back to what it was. So he says now, the passage is telling you that when the enemy is destroyed and it's over, you must make certain that your life is going to be only one place. For what is Hashem, Hashem will come, but then he comes back. Then he makes a second comment, which is of such contemporary significance. He says it's a weakness. He says that it's a weakness of Jewish people. It may very well be, I'm not sure about that yet. It may be. But he says there's the weakness of the Holy of Allah, yeah, Hashem will get on the home and call you that home. Wait now, there's a cry of heaven. No bus has blown up in about 5-6 weeks.
People have been killed.
It's not matter of somebody killed here, there was somebody shot there, but pretty cool. We're not afraid to turn on the radio or the TV. We don't get silence already for a few weeks in the streets of New York, huh? The gate. They seem to go around the coffee now. Jews and I enjoy it. I see Jews on occasion. My heart pushes. It flows over. We've been through extremely difficult 2.5 years. We even have to take it easy. The only thing is that there's a terrible, terrible danger, he says. Hashem will get what we call the devil. When there's going to be peace and all your enemies around, that's the most crucial moment of all. Because you know what you're bound to do then? You're bound to forget. That's the moment in which you forget. So the nation sing, Bahia, Bahia, Hashem, the Sahara, the home of the Bahia, Tim had the story of Moses wrapped up together. Don't let your God down. You've got to be on alert all the time. What an unusual way of learning that gospel.
See, let's see what I'm saying. We got from a thing called Marco and Mishraim.
So when Yahweh went on his first character, he said, it should not occur to you, and he showed it all over the coast. Don't for a moment think that you're going to remain here in Europe. It should never occur to you. And the Sarnese will show me, and Yahweh will tell you, you should make every effort to go back to the inheritance of the father. What was that? By the way, here comes the extremely beautiful captain. He should know the best way to destroy him is by bringing the Eretz Yisrael. Who was there? Tinker and Zechan Amorim Ta'arashan. That's how he destroyed Mashem King. If you show it on the boat, you still remain here. Because the Lord has shown Tinker Samuel in Ta'arashan. Not only will you not destroy Amalek, the Lord is Chazek HaYachon, the Masha Tikei Chel Halal. You know what? He's the angel of greater strength. He didn't want to do business with him with his head, with him with his head. And personally, he lived in the bloodline, so he's from Germany, and he got a little easy to make my son from Germany, and finally, he ended up in another section, he says he hopes that Jews are going to conduct themselves with Germany as they did for 500 years with Spain. If you know the way Jews conduct themselves with Spain today, they never want to say that they're not going to be great. The session, my gospel, the honor, 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 the should call me as a few imagining examples for whatever I can mean to remember. Call my thoughts on that. Limon spoke of their arsehole to despise him and his land. But I'm not saying that the legal arsehole, the parts of Sharonoki, are then from that one, the Isha. And that's why he says, no, Tisha, I will take a look at these 2 months that are on the way. And the Riyadah, the other Midan, how can you shine? No, no weakness. Shaka Shakhayak Mahed, the Kovacharo, Shasu, the Lord, the only person who can get it all. Who can come up from the Brazil, the Tahiti land, the Ace of Hindu, the Kano, the Karachan. If you just pack in the back of the middle, they say, well, nice word, and then you forget about it all, and you bask in the glory of people are being nice to you, that says, forget it. Altishka. Don't forget, forget the good things. Don't forget the bad things. I'm building up to something. Let's go to the next, number three. Number three, I heard 2 weeks ago from my nephew, in the name of my brother, my oldest brother, Harav Jason Jericho, of our show. He was rabbi in Worcester, Massachusetts for 36 years. And I got so upset with my nephew that he had such a good word for my brother and he hadn't told me all these years. I got very upset with that. We can understand. I'm going to come to a process that I'm ready to death. You never really know the spirit of it. No, I take that back. We never really understood it. All right, you know, there's another possibility of how I understand it. Okay. You can understand it now. Quite a bit of you know that night when Holland decides that he's going to make the gallows, and in the early hours of the morning he comes to the king, and he hears rustling of the leaves, and he asks who's there, and they say, Haman, I go, Haman, king, he asks him, what should the king do for somebody who he wants to show honor? So Haman says, he thinks himself, it's me, put him on a horse, but the king rode on and put him in royal garments in place and paid him through the streets saying, "Come by yourself, so shall we not have a new king," which is the honor. So of course comes the unexpected of all, and the king said, "I want my head quickly. Cast out of the wilderness, I'll soon take the garments, take the horses, just as you said. I say, General Mordecai, I will be as your brother did, not stand Mordecai. Do this to Mordecai, you will be a new shape of Shah and Melah. I'll have failed all of me, but I shall be back. Everything you said, do it." But it says, Haman took it all, and he took him through the streets, and he called the flowing cock, and he also wished I should have not thought things to be cut up. And also Mordecai was shouted up. Mordecai went back and gave the king. And Haman came shortly back to his house, Havel, in mourning the Havilosh. Listen to the next passage. Next passage. Right, Sarkar Haman said that she shall Haman told his wife said that she will hold our hope and hold his friends at Kovacher for her home, everything that happened. It was the most humiliating day of his whole life. By Yom Kippur, Nachman is at a shisho. His wise men and his wife there said to him, "In Zerah, you live, Mordecai, and Asher, Achilot, and Molonot. If this Mordecai, whom you've begun to fall before him, is from the seed of Jews, look to cover, you will never be able to overpower him. He will hold him over from us because you shall fall before him." That's the great advice. You understand the great advice that his wife and his friends say? Hello? We got bad news and we got worse news. If his shell will fall towards where I killed it, then you should know he's still be dead. Come on, people. Can't amend the reasons, man. Some words of encouragement, sympathy from his wife and his best friends. This is the most kindest God of all. So my brother Olashon said the following. They're giving him the best advice in the book. "In Yisrael, Yehudim, if this Mordecai, whom you become the fall before, is from the Jews, you know what you do? Not multi-profile. Play the game. Fall before him. You know, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We want to put in the whole around. I'm going to order that right now to remove all weapons from all terrorists in 127 states. I'm going to start now myself cleaning off all the graffiti in Shushan and Shushan Bira. Just fall before him. You know what happens when you fall before him? Mordecai will fall for it. Because they always forget to say a few good words. You'll come, and you know what? We can also arrange a handshake in the Chatzar Gilad Bitra in the presence of Hashem and Shishan. Whatever you want to do, they gave him a very good advice, because they know the weakness as well. Not the old people of one up. The only mistake, of course, that Haman made is when he's finally started falling. He was no failed Alam Mitor, unprepared upon justifies himself. That was his undoing. But of course, they know that we'll fall for it time and time again. We'll buy and we'll pay for the same thing over and over again. I question everyone who has been making the same shit because I've been in such agony for 3 weeks now. Every day, every week in those papers, and I see exactly everything that happened. In the last 8 years, it's all here. Oh, okay, into Bethlehem, out of Bethlehem. Oh, pick him up. Oh, I'm going to go out of Bethlehem. Our house, he's not strong yet. He needs our help. Let him know there. But what they want to find true. We're not going to fight the terrorists. we're not going to remove them. I mean, that's the most important aspect of the tumbleweed. We don't even have to read newspapers anymore. It is much the same thing. Enough old people thought, just play the game, this murder and the whole bunch of them. And I think that's why they say, in the Zedai, you know, if the Jewish blood flowing in his hands, then fall for it. He just sort of smiled a little bit, you know, take him into the portals of Paladragon. It's unbelievable. I'm not sure about the other one. And it's such pain. I don't understand it. We're living through a period of history. The whole point of this period of history is that if you sort of won't know that, if you don't want to know what happened in the past, then I mean, you already gone on. You can't even begin to think about what you're doing. If you trust all the wrong people to fall on. And we're the same price, all the people are the same price. I just don't understand. I don't understand. Let's turn on the three letters. I'll tell you, here I should have made a comment on the side. This is something that I heard from my son. I have a son who lives in Afulam. And this is the famous Gemara. The famous Gemara of Kamsa and Parakamsa. So the Lord says the following. I mean, you know, you can read the American Hypertext there, but I'll tell you basically what the text says. Text says that there was a store, there was a party. The man had a friend. Counselor made the party. A fellow made the party, and he had a friend, Counselor, and he had somebody he didn't like by the name of Bar Counselor. He didn't like a lot. Anyway, he sent an invitation, and the invitation by mistake, the person who was supposed to give the invitation invited Bar Counselor to the party, and Bar Counselor comes into the party, and the fellow's making the party. See Bar Counselor over there, very good, Schwartz, but he becomes in black before the eyes. And he doesn't know Yiddish. I've been working very hard, so I'm taking a little interruption. Not an interruption. This year, as long as we talk about this, dedicated in memory of our long boy, June Svetlana's body. Today is Yom Kippur. So you should know, I had in mind at the beginning of our study session to say it then. So you should know that the study session, which was terrific, this year, comes into the party, and the fellow makes the party is going to get Barakamsa, regardless of what the cost is. And Barakamsa says, well, I'll pay for whatever I need, no good. I'll pay for the head of the body, no good. I'll pay for the whole body, no good. And unceremoniously, or maybe even ceremoniously, he stood on out of the top. So he decides that he's going to show these Jews, you can't do this for me. He's going to go tell Caesar in Rome that the Jews have rebelled against him. So he goes to Rome and he tells Caesar that the Jews have rebelled. Caesar doesn't simply take things at face value. He says, prove it to me. So he says, give me an animal to bring as a sacrifice. Don't say, if they sacrifice an animal, and some by Caesar, don't know that they have not rebelled, but they will refuse. You know why they refuse? They're not taking any instructions anymore from Caesar. Anyway, he comes to your tribe and he brings the animal, but on the way, he made a slight blemish in the Bible says that according to us Jews, we cannot read on the altar. But for them, by doing it's not considered a blemish, either a splint on the lip or something on the eyelid. Anyway, he comes before the Chachamim, and here comes a here's the Gemara, and the Gemara outlines the Gemara. There were those who said, listen, let's bring this sacrifice. What choice do we have? let's bring the animal down from the point of view of Allah. It should not be brought on the altar. Let's bring this animal. So there was a man by the name of Al-Zakhar ibn Abdullah. Al-Zakhar ibn Abdullah says, don't keep the man. Because if we're going to do that, people may say that if you make a blemish in a holy animal, you get the death penalty for it. And that's not true. We can't commit a mistake of this sort to get out of the public. So they said, well, let's kill Barakansa so he shouldn't make his way back to Rome. So Rav Zakhar ibn Akhulas said, the first one was to sacrifice an animal with a blemish. So they'll say you can bring an animal with a blemish. The second option, two off shots, you understand? Two off our primary teapot. And I like that even reversed it. Stay off shots and stay on top of my teapot. The second alternative is, they say, let's kill Barakansas and can't go back to Rome. So I'm sorry, but Akila says, also now people want to say that if you make a blemish in a holy animal, you get a death penalty. That's not true. Those are the two alternatives. You know what happened? Nothing was done. And then it was the whole new camp. And Rabbi Yochanan made powerful statement on the told of the Haribin of Kings, the tolerance, the slaver of the Haribin of Kings, in refusing to have our hands to put to death. Destroyed our temple, the soul that they halayu, burned down our sanctuary, made him tongue our sin, and exiled us from our land. What an indictment of a Sahariya. That's a separate issue on its own, the indictment of a Sahariya. And the fact is, in order to understand that, the problem of the Zakhariya ibn Abkulas is he didn't take a stand. You know, there are people who abstain. You can't abstain from life. In life, you have to take a position, and you have to take a position with all the risks that come with it. The absence of taking a position is demonic destruction.
But in the home, he did not take a stand either. Because
he was one person.
So I agree with you. You're right. So it filtered down from Zakhariya ibn Abkulas, and now in good position. But anyway, you should know that there is a Tosefta in the seventh paragraph of the Sefta Shabbos, where the Tosefta says that there's a halakha between Shammai and Hillel where they are permitted to remove bones from the table on Shabbos. Is it mutzah or not mutzah? Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. And there was a particular incident at which Rav Zakhariya ben Abkulas, the only other time that is mentioned in all Shas. And it says, like, he didn't take a position. Not like the Shammai, not like the Hillel. Which is proof, of course, that he simply didn't take a position. And not taking a position is destructive. Yes?
It started a party, but someone who didn't take a position.
Right, they didn't take a position. But the one who now imposes his will of not taking a position is Rav Zakhariya ben Abkulas. He sets the topic. I think I must have told you, really didn't tell you.
His position was not
a position. Oh, so I'm telling you that the Gemara is telling us that it's not a position. That's why Rav Yochanan is saying he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. I'll give you an
example.
Same one I had,
right?
As I said some years ago this year, it was the Gassarik Meir Tshuva in 1993. when Aslan Mom was being brought to a vote in the Knesset. And in our note, some of my people got the signatures of 1,300 families who were opposed to Aslan.
Wow.
And they asked me to bring it to one of the rabbis in Arno, so that I should ask him to bring it to the attention of his father, who had held sway over a certain political party. Okay? Most of the words I'm not going to say anymore. Anyway, I come to this gentleman, and I tell him, "Come on, take a look, we have 1,300 families." So we warn that the party we want to answer, the party we represent, should vote against Osmond. So he tells me that his father, is considering abstaining. Now, there are very rare opportunities in life when one gets to say the great comeback. We usually think later what I should have said.
Yeah.
We don't have it at that time. We always, what we can say, if we thought it all over, it's always better. And we eat our hearts out about it for years. Here, Minashimayim deliberation of the sin we've done is just clearly Minashimayim. It also happened to be that I was learning the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. You're supposed to learn the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva during the course of Sarah Tshuva. The Rambam said it, that the Rambam wrote it and divided it into 10 chapters so that you can learn a chapter a day during the Sarah Tshuva. Okay. So I had just that one. I had learned the Rambam, but the Rambam says that a person should always take a look at himself as though he's half Tzaddik and half Russian. The whole world is half Zonga and half Chobot. If I do mitzvah, so I have brought greatness upon myself and the whole world. And also, mitzvah has, he does one mitzvah, he's clear as Hasmoth is called the Kaf. So, what happens if he does one later? So now, unfortunately, you have to take the person has to see the ramifications of what he does. If he does one later, he's going to bring the whole world down with him. So I turned to the gentleman to whom I was speaking, and I said, "I don't understand. Why did the Rambam only mention two options? The one of doing a mitzvah, or the one of doing an aveda? Why doesn't he state the third option? Well, do nothing." So I said, "Because a mensch took a behavior to this father. To abstain is not human. To abstain is destructive." He didn't like me for many years. But when a good turns out, we talk more about it. But it's highly miraculous is not taking a position, which is infinitely more destructive than taking a position. And you know what? I'm not going to tell you what my son said. And now that I think of it, it's even better than I thought it was. Right in the evening tomorrow, I have the Rashi. You see the Rashi that's on the line?
Yeah.
Other than Nathan and Tal, that's one of the most difficult words. This is what Rashi says. Rabbi Yochanan says it was the talents of Azariah the Nakimus that destroyed the Beit HaMikdash and sent us into exile. So Rashi says, Sarban told his talents, Shesalam had said, the Loga Rabbo, that he tolerated his fellow Barakas and didn't kill him. Wait a minute. Why is Rashi saying that? The Gemara gave us two options, but two ways out. One way was to bring the sacrifice. The other was to kill Rav Zachariah. There are two options, right? The Gemara said, either be Makar the Korban, or kill Barakas. Rashi says, in one of the tolerance of Zachariah was, that he tolerated the stone, didn't kill him. Why doesn't Rashi say, that they didn't bring a card? It's an excellent question, Rashi. You know why? I'll tell you. Because Rashi did take a position. And you know what Rashi's position is? To bring the card would mean surrender to terrorism. To bring the carbon would mean that somebody can come and force Christ's soul to do something they don't want to do. That's surrender. And we can't demand of Christ's soul ever. Now, you know what the real option was? Rashi is making a clear statement. The option was to kill this God. Because he is the one who is the threat to the Jewish people, he should be destroyed. What a statement Rashi is making. It's so clear in the words of God. To have been murdered the carbons of the blood of sacrifice would mean that we have all surrendered to the man of absolute terror. Either you do it, or I'm going to snitch on you to Rome. All Christ's law quietly goes ahead and brings the carbon check to the hood. Rashi makes a clear statement. Rashi has taken a position that would be for. So the thing is never surrender. The thing is never give in to terror. And then the one final thing, and with that I end this year. Number 5. There's a chapter in the law, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll just tell you the thrust of the story, and then we'll read part of it. One of the great enemies of the Jewish people during the time of Allah and kings of Israel was Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram. Aram, the whole area of Mesopotamia, Aram was soon going to become the Assyrian Empire that was going to give way one day and become the Babylonian Empire. It was Aram that was the great enemy of the Jewish people. And Ben-Hadad was the worst of them all. Every year, every few years, he would invade, and Israel won a number of lightning victories over him. First column. Consider coming along. Remember in about during one of the invasions, one of his incursions, he 100,000 was now lost. He flees. The grace of Hitler flees. And so let's read the possible book by the Muhammad Talibah, those who remain, those who are fallen in battle, who for 100 foot soldiers in one day, those who remain fled in the city of Fagon, but people are called off, and the wall fell on 27,000 men who were left. And Ben-Hadad fled by all of the year he came to the city, Cheder Chader, a room that he will be here in the city. I don't know, Saddam someplace in Iraq, in the Mukharam. But you know, real about one of his servants said to him, in name of Shamanu, we have heard, Kimokri Bekis go, Kimokri Hesedeh, we heard about the kings of Israel, that they're kind people. Nosimo Nosakim of Nosleim, let's put sackcloth on the Chavod of Roshem and ropes on our heads. Then they say, I'll never be so, we go up to the king of Israel. Oh, Rai Yechayet Hashem, maybe let me live. This is the first one who's going to try the Nuffle people. Let's go out and let's see what happens. By the sockets and the sackcloth on their loins and ropes on their heads, and they came to the middle of the soil, and they said to him, please let me live. By your man. After the king of Israel responds, how then Chai? He's still alive? Oh, he's my brother. God Almighty. What a tragedy. Well, I'm watching in Nakashu, the people were able to define, and they figured out already they were very smart. They figured out by that response. By Maru, by Yahavu, Kamenu, they decided, oh, this is coming from him, it's going to be all right. By Yahavu, they said, oh, Hikhov Ben Hadad! So they responded, yeah, Assalamu alaikum!
Your brother Ben Hadad.
By Yahavu, King of Israel says, come, take him. By Yahavu, Ben Hadad came out. By the lady of America, and he's rolling on to the challenge for this. They must have shaken hands. By your result, and he said, so then, Ben-Hadad says, those cities that my father taught me were going to return, everything after, while Bakhti moved, he was my brother. Then they get on with something. Where one of the leaders tells somebody to hit him, and he refuses to hit him, and he says, because he refused to hit him, God is going to punish him. It's all related to the story that's going to come. One of the prophet said to his friend, by the command of God, Hakim God, he tells his fellow, God said, hit me. By the morning of Yishlach comes over the man, which was hidden. By Yomolo, so the monk said, the prophet said, Yama Shom Shomach of the Kor Hashem, because he didn't listen to the word of God. He called Levi, because he didn't listen to me. God is the one who told me that you should hit me. He didn't listen, he didn't bother me. He walked off, and along came a lion and killed him. But he said, Ma'ari, I got him. He put the lion down. But he used to shout in front of another man, and he said to him, please hit me. And the man hit him, but he did the mitzvah, it should be done with Muhammad. And he hit him, and he really wanted it. I mean, this guy did the mitzvah, But then, Amadi, by Yamu Mandela, our dad, the non man, he stood in the way of the king, but he's happy, but he fell in, he sort of camouflaged himself with earth or on his Bayanella Obek, and the Melech was going by the Mosaka Melech, and he cried out to the king, and he said, and he tells the king the following, Alpha, those of the general will come up, your servant went out to war, we had Ish, saw by a way of my Ish, a man came over me with another man, and he told me, watch this man, and if you don't God him, and he gets away, it's your life and his life. If he pay, and he's going to be missing, I want you to guard this fellow. I'm telling Ashabah, I'm not sure your life and his life. Or keep our kesef to show. Or give me a pay to keep our kesef. Right now, the fellow said, hey, I know who I am. As I was moving around, the man got away. What should I do? By your will, when I was so sick, King Jesus said, change for that or that stuff. You made a deal that you were going to watch this fellow. He got away, so you would go on to his life. What are we going to do? He got cancer. Change for that. That's it. After that, so you guys talk to by Maya, the loving hurry, by Gossel and Haitan Yalinga, he took the ash off his face. By Yaakov from Melech, his son, King of Israel, recognized him as the prophet. King Mehanevim, who then son of the being. By Yahweh, he said to the Father, listen to this prophet. Korah Hashem is also his God. Yahshuachta et ish kermi v'yad, because you sent away the man who could caught in the trap. Then, by Tanashikotah Hashem. You had captured him, he was a captain, he was a terrorist, he was a murderer, and you let him go? But I don't know how to tell you. Your life is going to be for his life. But I'm not talking about it. Your people will suffer in place of his people. But in the front of the story, they said, and the king of Israel went home, saw the slave, but he was angry and upset. Is there me? He's in my hand, he's a killer, his hands are dripping with Jewish blood. You let him go, and you think you held him in your hands because of your strength? But you can't get these words out of my hand. And I think, what, 447 today? Who knows what will be tomorrow? You're a schlock when you said the skin is barely yours.
Not enough.
Can it be enough? And I think the being your life is like, you know what? 2 years later, the bad brother is going to come and destroy your own. I mean, like that? He's not repentant at all. Okay. Goodness! He swore so long! Poor Ashabra! I don't think that any kind needs to be made after learning these children. If you don't think that we should assign the nation, we should send Yeshua to the Kwanis Royal. We should get through these difficult times, and we should be saved from the great government to pour out our hearts for the nation. The Kohel Hamadani and Bishop of it should be the last of all Bishop of it.
Amen.